This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Supporters of the embattled State Republican Party chair, Dave Williams, voted to keep him in his job Saturday. CPR's Benta Berglund has more.
Backers of Williams overwhelmingly said a previous meeting to remove him as party chair was invalid and that Williams has exclusive rights to use the state party name and assets. Dana Bonham is a Williams supporter. She says Republicans who aren't true party members, so-called Republicans in name only, are responsible for his ouster.
We have rhinos within our own Republican Party that we are fighting, unfortunately, instead of fighting the real battle.
Williams' detractors named Eli Bremmer the party chair, which Williams disputes. Both sides have taken the other to court, and the Republican National Committee has not yet weighed in. I'm Benta Berglund, CPR News.
A bridge over Colorado's largest reservoir will soon carry more drivers. The Blue Mesa Bridge on Highway 50 between Montrose and Gunnison closed in April when inspectors found cracks in it. State transportation officials say that the bridge will have expanded access beginning Labor Day weekend. Approved vehicles may cross the bridge from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. over the holiday. After that, the bridge will stay open from 6:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Hot air balloons are hitting the sky in Colorado Springs for the annual Labor Day liftoff. The weekend event at Memorial Park features a daily morning liftoff of 9 a.m. And tonight, balloons on the ground will be lit up starting at 7 p.m. This is CPR News and KRCC.